From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The NATO-led military coalition says two of its soldiers were killed Saturday in southern Afghanistan when two individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the international group called the Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the shooters. It said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation into that incident but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there are many bombings there. He said his parents were scared. They stopped sending him to school, but he's grateful now that the bombing has stopped, that school can continue. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed 300 civilians, including 57 children. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for the alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for Morsi until June 18th. Trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. Three of the six people who were condemned to death are currently outside the country and were tried in absentia. Sentences for those tried in absentia automatically are dismissed. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside of Mexico City to a penitentiary near the border of the United States. Guzman, known as the notorious Sinaloa drug cartel boss, has twice escaped Mexican prisons in recent years, was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, which is separated from the United States and the state of Texas by the Rio Grande River. Mexican government statement said the transfer was prompted by ongoing security upgrades at the Mexico City prison and then characterized the move as part of a periodic rotation of high-profile prisoners that was initiated last year. The anonymous source behind the leak of the Panama Papers says income inequality is one of the defining issues of our time and that governments need to do more to address the issue. In early April, media organizations wrote about the largest leak, the unauthorized disclosure of confidential information ever, exposing data about secret offshore companies. The Panama Papers, as they've been called, were 11.5 million documents which belonged to a law firm in Panama. They showed how the firm helped some wealthy people set up offshore firms and used to hide assets and avoid taxes and sanctions. The law firm has denied any wrongdoing and said it was not the source of the leak. President Obama delivered a commencement speech at the historically African-American Howard University here in Washington on Saturday. He told the graduates that race relations have improved over the last three decades, but that more work needs to be done. He also spoke about progresses made in the U.S.
The poverty rate is down. Americans with college degrees, that rate is up. Crime rates are down. America's cities have undergone a renaissance. There are more women in the workforce. They're earning more money. We've cut teen pregnancy in half. We've slashed the African-American dropout rate by almost 60%. And all of you have a computer in your pocket that gives you the world at the touch of a button.
President Obama told the college graduates they are better positioned now than at any other time to address outstanding problems. Saturday's speech was the first of three commencement addresses Mr. Obama has on his agenda. He's scheduled to speak May 15th at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Then on June the 2nd, he addresses graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. And quickly, from the world of horse racing, Kentucky Derby run on Saturday. Favorite, Nyquist, won. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.